Hello everyone. Bonjour tout le monde. Je suis très content aujourd'hui.
I'm delighted to be accompanied by Deputy Prime Minister Freeland and Ministers Blair, Mendicino, and Lametti. I'm going to talk about the barricades, the blockades, and our response.
Dangerous and unlawful activities in our capital city and at many border crossings across the country, the federal government invoked the Emergencies Act. It was the responsible and necessary thing to do. We did it with three principles top of mind. First, restoring peace and order. Second, doing it the right way. And third, making sure that it was time limited. The first point, restoring peace and order in our streets and restoring confidence in our institutions, was top of mind. Public safety, as well as jobs and the economy, were at risk. People were being harassed, small businesses were closing, factories were shutting down, and trade was halted at our borders. Here in Ottawa and in other places in the country, there is evidence of individuals wanting to undermine and even harm Canada's democracy. Their participation was believed to increase the potential for unrest and violence. We worked closely to support provinces and municipalities to get the situation under control, but as the weeks went by, it became obvious that provincial and local authorities needed more tools in order to enforce the law and protect Canadians. And that's exactly what the Emergencies Act provided to them. Lundi de la semaine dernière.
Last Monday, the federal government invoked the Emergencies Act because local authorities, provincial authorities, needed more tools to protect Canadians. As Interim Chief of Police Bell said, the Emergencies Act was a turning point in ending the illegal occupation. Now, order has been restored and the blockades at occupation are over.
When we invoked the Act, we needed to make sure we did it the right way. We'll always defend the rights of Canadians to peaceful assembly and to freedom of expression. As I said before, the Emergencies Act was created to flow from and uphold the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. These measures had to be and were compliant with the Charter. Parliamentarians debated and the House voted. We followed procedure. And it is critical that we continue to do so. That's why a joint committee of parliamentarians will be struck to review the declaration of emergency. Within 60 days, there will be an inquiry into the circumstances that led to the Emergencies Act being invoked. It will look at how we got there and why it was required. It could look at policing. The inquiry could also examine the funding, influence, and disinformation that supported the illegal blockades and occupations, both foreign and domestic. D'ici 60 jours.
In 60 days, an investigation will be launched into the reasons why the Act was invoked. It will also look at police activity further. The investigation will allow us to examine the funding, influence, and disinformation which supported the occupation and unlawful blockades, whether from Canada or abroad.
We were very clear that the use of the Emergencies Act would be limited in time. When we invoked it, it would be in place for up to 30 days, but we said that we would lift it as soon as possible. We've held updates and briefs with ministers and officials every day, often multiple times a day. And today, after careful consideration, we're ready to confirm that the situation is no longer an emergency. Therefore, the federal government will be ending the use of the Emergencies Act. We are confident that existing laws and bylaws are now sufficient to keep people safe. Of course, we'll continue to be there to support provincial and local authorities if and when needed. And I want to reassure Canadians. Law enforcement agencies are prepared to deal with anyone engaging in unlawful or dangerous activities. Police officers will continue to be there to protect our streets and neighborhoods within their jurisdictions. Aujourd'hui, après avoir...
Today, after having carefully examined the situation, we see that we are no longer in an emergency situation, and this is why the federal government is putting an end to the Emergencies Act. We feel that the legislation in place is sufficient to guarantee the public's safety. Obviously, we're going to continue to support local authorities, but I want to reassure Canadians. Authorities are ready to intervene against anyone who is undertaking illegal, dangerous activities. The police will continue to protect our streets, our neighborhoods, and our country.
It'll be important that we gain a fuller understanding of what gave rise to this kind of disregard for laws and threat to our democracy. We need to make sure our institutions are prepared and ready in the future. While the immediate emergency situation is over, this issue won't just go away. We need to constantly work to defend and improve our democracy at home and around the world.
It's important that our institutions be prepared in the future and that we do the work necessary to improve our democracy.
And we have a lot of challenges ahead of us. Let's remember that we're fighting a virus, not each other. Let's work together. After two difficult and painful years, we have a lot of healing to do. And now is the time to be there for one another. Merci.